Chapter 7. Red and Yellow Space Frame by Roland Pichet. A group of mature students were producing their own work in response to images by well-known artists. The task became more challenging when the original work was the abstract Yellow and Red Space Frame, a 70s screen print by Roland Pichet. Pichet had been a part-time assistant to Henry Moore, and most of his work was three-dimensional. The screen print merely suggested a three-dimensional framework, using coloured strips which hinted at the frame around a great deal of empty space. It was explained to the group, who were to work from the space frame brief, that some artists in the 70s began to think that enough attention had been given to objects and not enough to the space within and around them. The space frame concept occurs in many places, for example, actors occupying the space on a stage, and for those doing life drawing, the negative shape or space is a familiar way of placing the figure in its surroundings. Joan had had an art training in her youth and was fairly confident. Armed with the space frame brief and her sketchbook, she went to a nearby children's playground and made some drawings of children climbing, tumbling and sitting on various levels of the tubular climbing frame, which, thanks to her sound perspective, really fulfilled the aims of the space frame brief. However, what took her final picture to a new level was that she had extended all the verticals of the climbing frame until they dissolved into the blue sky above. This gave the impression that what the children were climbing up was, in fact, time itself, soaring upwards above them. And this in turn prompted a fresh interpretation of the children's poses, some climbing eagerly upwards, some resting and gazing down to where they had come from, and some doing cartwheels, happy to enjoy where they were for the time being. How wonderful that what began as a rather minimal screen print by one artist could become such a rich and thought-provoking image in the hands of another.